WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. Breaking news this morning, Kofi Annan, the 7th UN Secretary General, is dead at 80.
Good morning. As you know, this is my first day. It's like first day in school.
Annan received quite an education, serving 10 years at the helm of the United Nations. There were personal highs and lows. From winning the Nobel Peace Prize to failing his fight to stop the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Kofi Annan spent most of his adult life with the U.N.
Okay, now we go to work.
The man who many simply called Kofi rose to the top after over half a century. Staffers recalled his ability to lead and inspire.
Correspondent Richard Roth reporting. During a four-hour private meeting yesterday, the University of Maryland Board of Regents unanimously votes to assume authority and control over the investigation into football player Jordan McNair's death in June from heat stroke. His teammates told ESPN this last week they were abused by the team's athletic staff. In a statement, the board said it also decided yesterday to control the commission formed to investigate the culture of the university's football program. The statement says the board's actions will allow the university system to provide guidance from the findings of the investigations to all system institutions. A little more than a week after the university's football players told ESPN they were abused, their parents will meet with the university's new athletic director today. This will be the second time Damon Evans has met with parents since McNair's death. The Baltimore Sun reports the committee hired to look into the team's culture under coach DJ Durkin will interview parents after members meet with Evans. A poster of Aretha Franklin that was an inset in I Magazine in 1968 is now on display at the National Portrait Gallery. It's in the museum's In Memoriam space. Museum curator Robin Oselson says 1967 was an important year for Franklin.
She released Respect and Natural Woman. She was known as the Queen of Soul. And so this poster coming out the next year was really capturing her kind of at the height of her new fame.
You can see the colorful poster honoring the late Queen of Soul at the museum until next Wednesday. Her funeral will be in Detroit August 31st. Some good news if you're heading on one final summer vacation. Gas prices are going down.
The average price for a gallon of regular gas in the district is $3.01, down 4 cents from last week. Across the metro area, the average price, $2.81, down 2 cents. The AAA says the reason for the drop is increased crude oil inventories. But the organization says this may be short-lived as the demand could increase for the Labor Day weekend. The national average for a gallon of regular right now is $2.85. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, Max Scherzer is using all his tools to keep the Nats playoff hopes alive. He pitched 6 scoreless innings, doubled, and scored twice as the Nats beat the Marlins 8-2 last night for his major league leading 16th win. That series continues tonight, and the Indians top the Orioles 2-1. Game 2 in that series is today. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
WMAL's Free Speech Forum is back Saturday, September 22nd at the Birchmere in Alexandria.
And here's big news. Mark Levin has joined the party.
Don't miss The Great One, along with Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnaise live on stage. It's a night of food, drinks, and political conversation at WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Saturday, September 22nd at the Birchmere. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including 3 U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you. And yeah, we've got some delays this morning on the Beltway Interloop right before Georgia Avenue. That's at exit 31. A far right lane is blocked. That's a stalled car working now, getting that pushed over to the shoulder. Wrecker reportedly has been dispatched out. Northbound on 395 in Virginia from Edsall to Seminary. That's a left lane blocked with a road project happening this early morning. 395 northbound at Shirlington Circle. Same thing, left lane blocked. That's a construction crew that's out doing some road repair this weekend. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high near 90, a low tonight around 72. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again with a high in the lower 80s, a low around 70 tomorrow night. Right now, 71 in Gainesville, 77 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington Small, WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Unpack Your Emotional Baggage on Wednesday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Listen closely to the following sounds. Do you hear A, the sound of someone chasing you in a dream? B, the sound of you chasing someone else in a dream? C, the sound of your daughter running to tell you she just got engaged? If you answered C, congratulations! You're the kind of dreamer who uses Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union. Whether it's paying for your daughter's wedding, summer camp, or just managing the expenses of everyday life, Commonwealth One has the one perfect loan with super low financing that fits your needs. Plus, you get free checking, fee-free ATMs, and $100 cash when you get direct deposit. So why choose Commonwealth One? Because we've got the money you dream of. Go to cofcu.org/dream. That's cofcu.org/dream for Commonwealth One's lifestyle loan. Subject to credit approval, federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. For loan terms, qualifications, and complete details, visit cofcu.org/dream.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is the second hour of the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us each week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And John, as always, it is great to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Just stay inside and stay cool this weekend.
Things weren't so cool with some former national security hierarchy. And among them, John Brennan, the first to lose his security clearance. And you had a very interesting headline at Newsmax.com. White House hasn't done homework on security clearances. What did they miss?
They missed the fact that most, in fact, nearly all of the Trump nine, that is the other nine present and former officials, that he's considering relieving of their security clearances, either don't have them or don't use them. So his threat rings increasingly hollow as we know more things. To use a phrase of former CIA Director John Brennan, let me make you au courant on that. The fact is that James Comey and Andrew McCabe, respectively director and deputy director of the FBI until their firing, had to automatically turn in their security clearances when they left the employ of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Ditto for Pete Strzok, the former deputy assistant director for counterterrorism. He was under investigation for his behavior in July and lost his clearance then. And Lisa Page, Strzok's mistress and an FBI lawyer, hasn't worked for the Bureau since May. Whether or not she had a security clearance is questionable. She doesn't have it now. Now, as for the other targets of the president's invective, former CIA Director Michael Hayden and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper both said they haven't sought intelligence briefings since they left the employ of the government. And, in fact, General Hayden said he has not used his security clearance since he left the CIA 9 years ago. Susan Rice, herself a former national security advisor to Barack Obama, does indeed have one of the top security clearances. This was given to her as a former official by, are you ready for this, General H.R. McMaster, President Trump's former national security advisor. In fact, he authorized the security clearance for every living person who's held that job, wanting to gain from their wisdom. So what does that leave? It leaves a grand total of two people who may or may not have a security clearance. Sally Yates, former Justice Department official and briefly a holdover from the Obama administration, and Bruce Orr, Justice Department official who was involved in the FBI investigation of the 2016 election and whose wife worked for the Fusion GPS company that did the research and published the controversial Steele report. That's it, folks, right there.
I don't recall any former national security hierarchy, as I will call them, being as critical of a new sitting president as many of the people that were on the list, shall we call it. Put it in a historical perspective for us. I mean, it strikes me that this is unprecedented criticism that the president is being subjected to here.
Usually when people hang up their mask and exploding briefcase at the CIA, they tend not to talk about what they did in that capacity. Silence was indeed golden there. And when one even writes a fiction novel about intelligence, that novel has to be run past the CIA censors out of fear that anything top secret makes its way to the public. So usually former CIA directors, former counterintelligence chiefs, are seen and not heard. There's a few exceptions over the years, but overall, they're quiet. John Brennan, with social media, with cable television, has emerged as the premier critic of this president on intelligence, and sometimes his language comes across like a smash in the jaw from a pair of brass knuckles. Still, one has to wonder, why is the president himself deciding to remove a security clearance, the revoking of which will not affect Brennan's bookings on the lecture circuit or on the Sunday talk shows? Let me add one more thing about the unprecedented nature of what we're discussing, Rick. The president does indeed have the right as commander-in-chief to remove the security clearance of anyone. But historically, that has been done by the immediate superior to the person enmeshed in controversy. In the last two great espionage cases of the Cold War, those involving State Department officials Irvin Scarbeck in 1961 and then Felix Bloch in 1990, both were charged with espionage, and both had their security clearances revoked by the then secretaries of state, the president not getting involved. So past presidents would not even involve themselves in this process over espionage. This president does because he doesn't like what they're saying about him on the talk shows.
And we're going to continue our conversation with John Gizzi. We'll get into the primaries of this week and also announcement about POWs and MIA in Vietnam coming out of the Defense Department this week. John's got that story for us as well, so do stay with us. But first off, we're going to check the traffic and weather. James Stanley is over in the traffic center. What's going on, James?
Yeah, Rick, thanks. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. We've got a crash this morning on the Beltway Interloop right before Connecticut Avenue. It's on the right side of the road. Left lanes are reportedly moving okay. It's still early. Some police activity this morning in the district here on the Southwest Freeway. It's both directions affected around the 3rd Street Tunnel. All the traffic stopped through there. Police directing you around everything. And a crash in Virginia on Fairfax County Parkway northbound right around Pollock. A left lane is blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today with a high of 89, only a 20% chance of rain. For tomorrow, though, it's an 80% chance of rain, including thunderstorms. High's only 83 tomorrow. Partly cloudy on Monday and should be dry, but the thunderstorms are back in the picture on Tuesday with a high of 82. Sunshine Wednesday, again in the low 80s midweek. Right now in D.C., 73, headed to 89 this afternoon. 7:16 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Saturday Morning Update continues. We are talking with John Gizzi from Newsmax. You know, it's interesting as you watch the primaries, and you point out in your article that in the Kansas gubernatorial primary, history was made because a sitting governor was unseated. Tell us about what happened and what that portends for the strength of Trump, because the insurgent was Trump's candidate.
He certainly was. And I might add that when it comes to being involved in primaries on behalf of candidates, Donald Trump is 20-1. All candidates he has endorsed in contested primaries, either in personal appearances or through Twitter, have emerged triumphant. Only one fell short. And one who did emerge triumphant is Kris Kobach, Secretary of State of Kansas, former vice chairman of the President's Commission to Investigate Voter Fraud, a nationally known opponent of illegal immigration and proponent of voter ID at the polls. Needless to say, he's controversial with a capital C. And for only the third time in the history of the Sunflower State, a sitting governor lost a Republican primary. And by 300 votes, apparently and unofficially, Kris Kobach defeated Governor Jeff Collier, also a conservative Republican, but clearly not one blessed by Donald Trump. Now, here's the postscript to this. This is only the third time in history that Kansas Republicans have rejected their governor for an insurgent candidate, in 1930 and in 1956. In both cases, the Republican nominee went on to lose to a Democrat. This time, Kris Kobach faces a substantial and very well-funded Democrat, as well as an independent candidate, Greg Ausman, who got his political starts with another famous independent, Ross Perot, and has just about the same amount of money Mr. Perot had to wage a campaign he can fund himself. This is going to be a race that attracts attention, not only because of Kris Kobach, but because it's anybody's game.
There are reports that the Democratic turnout in many of these states has been significantly higher than the Republican turnout. Number one, are you finding those reports to be accurate? And number two, if they are, is that a bad sign for the Republicans in the midterms?
The answer is no and no. In some states, the Democratic turnout is high, and we've certainly been made aware of that. In other places, you have states that have no primary registration, such as the state of Michigan. No one is identified by party, and they go into primaries and can request a ballot of their choice. The turnout was very high in the primaries of both parties in the Wolverine state. I have to say that I've heard this theory for years, that because there's a greater primary turnout for one party, they're going to have a tremendous advantage over the other in November. And as Rocky the Flying Squirrel says, that never works.
You know, it's interesting. Governor Cuomo in New York stepped in it with a comment about whether America was ever great. And he got into a Twitter bout with President Trump. And Muriel Bowser, our mayor of Washington, D.C., got into a Twitter feud with President Trump over the cost of the proposed Veterans Day parade. Who is winning these Twitter wars, John?
Well, I'm going to give it, for now, to Donald Trump. Why? Because he has more Twitter followers than anyone. I believe it's up to 35 million at this point and still growing. He also knows that when he gets in public spats with a political opponent, a Governor Cuomo or a Mayor Bowser, for all of the people he upsets in the press, he rallies his support at the grassroots level. And this is what a lot of his talk, a lot of his actions are based on. Historically, in midterm elections, the party of the sitting president just doesn't turn out because that president is not on the ballot. In Donald Trump's case, whether it's his identification with candidates in primaries or whether it's his feuds with prominent Democrats or whether it's his comments, he knows that he's going to rally his base and that the so-called deplorables, as Hillary Clinton will put it out, will deplore their enemies far more than they do the president, and they'll go vote.
And final question, John. There was a story out earlier this week that I didn't think got a lot of national coverage, and that was the announcement that the book has been closed on the issue of servicemen missing and unaccounted for in the Vietnam War. What is the strategy behind the Defense Department basically closing the book?
At the White House last week, one of the key officials who deals solely with the stories of missing Americans in Vietnam and other places said that in Korea, remains will continue to come back and families will at least have closure. I asked if this was the case in Vietnam as well. For a long time, more than a few prominent politicians, among them my friend, the late Congressman Bill Hendon of North Carolina, argued that there was evidence America left behind some of its fighting men and prisoners of war when John McCain, Jeremiah Denton, and others came home in 1973. Bill Hendon devoted his life to this. He wrote a book about it that became a New York Times bestseller, and he harangued officials in the Pentagon. I briefly took up Hendon's cudgel last week when I asked the same Pentagon official, is the book finally closed on those missing in action in Vietnam? He said it is, that there were several thousand people identified as missing in action or seen. And now that list is just down to 25 in Southeast Asia. I know this, that if Congressman Hendon or others who served with him who believed in this issue heard that evidence, they'd be very skeptical and wouldn't be satisfied until they knew that there were zero sightings in which the book was finally closed. My guess is this issue will not go away, and we'll hear about it no matter what the Pentagon spokesmen say.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and you can Google all of John's articles by simply punching in Gizzi on politics. John, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
7:24 Saturday morning update. I love a parade. And how much does a parade cost? We'll find out next. Stay with us on the Saturday morning update.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Attorney Mike Collins here. We finally have a new tax bill. Like it or hate it, finally we can focus on doing what makes sense without worrying about the twists and turns of the tax law. Making sure we don't leave an expensive mess behind and that we protect our family's inheritance from lawsuits, divorce courts, and other perils with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Come to my seminar, I'll show you how to keep your money and your family with a rock-solid estate plan. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:25 Saturday morning update. President Trump, of course, was in France for Bastille Day. Loved the military parade. Wanted to do one here on Veterans Day. A price tag came in over the past couple of days. Reports of a $92 million price tag. Now, when the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, heard that, here's what he had to say when he heard about the $92 million figure.
I have not seen an estimate of $92 million. The estimates are coming to me. I've given the initial guidance, but I have received no such estimate. I haven't received an estimate of $10 million or $92 million.
And he went on to say that about the source.
Whoever told you that is probably smoking something that's legal in my state, but not in most states, okay?
All right, so that's the story on the $92 million figure, so they're not quite sure where that came from. However, the administration was presented a bill from the D.C. government, or an estimate, shall we say, and Heather Curtis is here from the newsroom, and tell us what the city said.
Well, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser told the president that it would cost about $21.6 million to hold a parade in the city, and the president was very unhappy about that, and he said he had to cancel the parade because he called the price on Twitter so ridiculously high. They were trading barbs yesterday, Mayor Bowser and the president. He said that the politicians who run Washington poorly know a windfall when they see it. He was accusing the city of price gouging, and the mayor responded that she is the politician he was talking about in that tweet, and then she called him the reality star in the White House, and she said that she's hit him with the realities of a parade. And then she ended her tweet with something that's very characteristic of the president's tweets. She said, sad.
Wow. Well, the parade is off for this year. I imagine we'll see the art of the deal in action as they negotiate with the city for something in 2019.
Yes, the president had said that he's hoping that maybe there'll be a parade next year when the cost comes, and he put in capital letters on Twitter, way down. For now, he's just going to attend the Bastille Day parade in France and the Andrews Air Force Base parade on another day.
Heather, thank you for the update. It is 7:28, Saturday morning update.
If you're looking to sell your home in the Metro DC area, then call Debbie Dolrule Associates of Long & Foster. Debbie and her team have been doing real estate for 30 years and have helped people just like you sell and buy over 7,000 homes. They're the number one team in Long & Foster, and for good reason. Debbie Dolrule is changing the way real estate is sold. Whether you're wanting maximum value or maximum convenience, Debbie has you covered. Their friendly and professional team gets you more money, period. No gimmicks necessary. It's as easy as 3, 2, 1, sold. 3, contact Debbie. 2, get an on-site evaluation. And 1, in 24 hours, have an offer on your home and a suggested list price. Call Debbie's team at 571-200-5321. That's 571-200-5321. Or visit 321homesold.com.
It's as easy as 321 sold. 321homesold.com.
Ready to trade sitting in traffic for sitting on the beach? Don't miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 here on WMAL.
Ian Anderson presents the Jethro Tull 50th Anniversary Tour. Friday, September 7th, 8 p.m. at Wolf Trap. The best of Jethro Tull in this golden anniversary concert celebration. For tickets, order online at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap, summer has never sounded better.
We got the news coming up at 7:30. Then we are back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We'll be talking about the quote of Congressman Matt Gaetz, the Bonnie and Clyde of collusion. We can talk about that and security clearances. We'll get the very latest on these reports about China training for a possible strike against the U.S. Is there something significant there, or is that just business as usual when it comes to routine training? Among the questions we'll ask Tony Schaefer, stay with us on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The University of Maryland Board of Regents is taking action following the death of football player Jordan McNair from heat stroke in June, and also allegations of abuse by the school's athletic staff. Yesterday, the board cast a unanimous vote in a private meeting to assume authority and control over the investigation into McNair's death, as well as the commission formed to investigate the culture of the university's football program. The jury in the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort ends a second straight day of deliberations yesterday without a verdict. Correspondent Kara Scannell.
The jury reconvenes on Monday, where they will deliberate for the third straight day, deciding Manafort's fate in this high-stakes case, where if convicted, Manafort faces at least a decade in prison.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump called the trial very sad. The Justice Department's asking a federal judge to let it file a legal appeal that could keep President Trump's critics from getting access to financial records related to his hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue.
The case accuses the president of violating the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, which bans federal officials from accepting benefits from foreign or state governments without congressional approval. The Justice Department filed a motion on Friday asking U.S. District Judge Peter Massetti to put on hold legal discovery while he contemplates allowing the higher appellate court to review the case. The plaintiffs, Maryland and the district, have said they plan to move forward quickly with discovery, seeking information and financial records, such as the president's income tax returns. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In sports, the Nats beat the Marlins 8-2. That series continues tonight, and the Indians top the O's 2-1. Game 2 in that series this afternoon. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Shows Sunday mornings and evening here on WMAL. Sellers often ask me why I hate open houses. I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 55% of my homes sold in 10 days or less and for top dollar last year. Join me in Maryland or Virginia on October 16th or 17th to learn my proven system. Register at ericstewartgroup.com.
Looking for a more comfortable way to sleep? At the Big Screen Store, you can turn almost any mattress into an adjustable bed for less than you think. Adjustable beds offer many health and lifestyle benefits. Imagine sleeping with less back pain or less snoring. Now through Labor Day, get a free deluxe adjustable base that adjusts both the head and foot of your bed when you purchase a Beautyrest Black or iComfort Blue Max mattress. So the best place to buy your TV is now also the best place to buy your bed. The Big Screen Store.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $16.99. That's right. A 75 and 50-inch for just $16.99. Plus, get great deals on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus,
they even beat Amazon's prices.
The Big Screen Store. Locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 7:33 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, Heather, thanks, and good morning. Fairfax County Parkway northbound right at Pollock Road. We've got a left lane blocked with a crash. U.S. 50 eastbound in Maryland right at Capitol Beltway. Left lane blocked. That's a scheduled road project. Maryland 97 northbound right at Roxbury. We've got an accident reported. Couple of lanes taken out through there. Southwest Freeway here in the district. Both directions affected around the 3rd Street Tunnel. Some police activity reported through there, but police are directing you. And on the Capitol Beltway interloop right before Connecticut, it is sticking out in that far right lane, though. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high near 90. Tonight, a low around 72. Right now, 77 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington Small, WMAL.
Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than falling asleep to the sounds of nature. Until you start to hear the snoring from your bed partner. That's not peaceful. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea. That's a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. Most people try CPAP first, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't actually use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option. It's called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. Inspire is FDA approved and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the greater Washington area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Tom and Melissa tried for over a year to sell their home with two different real estate agents. Frustrated, they hired Carrie Schall and her team to get them the results they needed. Tom and Melissa went from worrying about why no one was seeing their home to having over 35 showings in a single weekend. They got a full price offer and could finally make the move they had been putting off for over a year. This is Mary Walter, and Tom and Melissa wish they had called the Carrie Schall team first. You see, Carrie Schall has a database of over 15,000 qualified buyers currently in the market to buy a home. Plus, Carrie spends over $50,000 on marketing each month to attract more buyers and to sell your home for the most money. Carrie Schall is so confident in her system for selling homes, she guarantees it. In fact, Carrie can even give you an instant cash offer on your home within 24 hours. So call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Carrie Schall at 703-952-SOLD or go online to carrieschall.com. That's K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
7:38 Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us, and he is a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research, CIA Trained Intel Op, and also he is the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always great to be on.
All right. So the media goes nuts when John Brennan's security clearance is revoked by the president. And everybody's talking about, you know, this is intimidation. He's trying to stifle him. He's trying to take away his voice. Well, here's what the president had to say yesterday about that argument.
There's no silence. If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice. And that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that. I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect.
So let's talk a little bit about the president's lack of respect and why there is a lack of respect and what the president would feel would be a legitimate reason for revoking his security clearance and not for the reason of trying to silence him, which the president was pretty open there saying, hey, you know, he's got an even more attention now coming to him because I did this.
Yeah, no, yeah. John Brennan was kind of like a clown on the periphery of the circus, and now he's in the center ring. So John ought to be really happy about being the lead clown now in the circus. And speaking of the president and his disdain for him, that speaks to the point that John Brennan would not be permitted in to give any sort of actual advice, especially classified advice, to anybody in the administration. So, you know, Rick, that goes back to the premise of why does anyone have a clearance? They have a clearance for purposes of needing to know. And that needing to know has to do with a specific task or tasks within the government. John Brennan will not, at least under this administration, under this next 6 years, have any sort of role where he would need to have classified information for purposes of doing a job or task for the government. That's it. It's a privilege. So the president, I think, is within, I know he's on very strong legal ground. I don't think there's anything that could be done because it is, the executive has all the authority. And in this case, John Brennan, was not welcome, would not be welcome, and has exhibited, some traits and behaviors which, just don't benefit him personally relating to having any sort of a confidential or classified access, which would require his opinion be used by the government.
With the volume of leaks coming out of the White House, and we've seen the most recent example of Omarosa, who, taping people around the White House, preserving texts and documents which are supposedly still to come out. With all of this going on, if I'm the president, I'm going, whoa, I don't want people that I can't necessarily trust having access to information, or even if John Brennan didn't personally go in and try and get information, anybody that would give him information that is classified now may think twice about leaking information to him because he doesn't have that security clearance.
I think he was brokering with his clearance to gain information that he could use for purposes of disclosure or innuendo.
And discrediting the president.
Think about this. One of the most upset organizations about his removal of the clearance is NBC.
Now, there go all my sources.
News, yeah. NBC News does not require someone to have a security clearance to do public media stuff. So it's completely insane. And, I think it's completely inappropriate that John Brennan make the stink he has because, simply put, he's no longer an official, he's no longer welcome, and nor will he be.
Well, we'll see how quickly this blows over. I think it's another one of those much ado about nothings, and it certainly got Omarosa off the lead story on the network newscasts. Strategy there. I want to turn to Bruce Orr and some comments made by Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
He said, quote, now Bruce Orr is at the FBI in a senior criminal investigation position. Nellie Orr, his wife, is at Fusion GPS, of course, the entity that's dealing with Chris Steele and the discredited dossier. So Matt Gaetz says the following, quote, Bruce and Nellie Orr were like the Bonnie and Clyde of collusion. Nellie is, quote, the spouse of a government official who was in collusion with a foreign spy, Christopher Steele, through her work with Fusion GPS. The Orrs seem far more relevant to foreign interference in the election than whether Paul Manafort paid his taxes in the 80s and 90s. Words of Matt Gaetz. Tell us about Bruce and Nellie Orr, and especially Bruce Orr, and what is coming out that is not being reported on CBS, ABC, NBC in the evening.
Well, right up front, he acted illegally as an asset handler to essentially run Christopher Steele, who is a foreign individual. He's British, but still foreign, who had direct contact with what we now know were essentially intelligence officers of the Russian Intelligence Service who were feeding Steele false information. They became the conduit, the vector of, if you look at this like a disease, this became, the access point for the disease to enter the body politic. And Orr was the man who opened that door. And by all accounts, Rick, he maintained contact even after the time he was told to cease all contact with Steele. And even has there, and this is what we're learning more and more of now, there's communications behind the scenes between he and Steele and others, which indicate that they knew, number one, they were doing things that were illegal, and number two, they were very worried when their protector, a guy named Jim Comey, got removed. So, and oh, by the way, Nellie Orr worked for Fusion GPS, imagine that, who was protected by that law firm out in the Coy law firm thing. So it's all one big ball of collusion. And at the center of that, the action element which was making it all work was the Bonnie and Clyde team of Bruce and Nellie Worrell.
Now, there was a text, I guess, from Bruce Orr that is quoted on the Fox News site that talks about, quote, very concerned about Comey's firing, afraid they will be exposed. Do we know who he was talking about at this point?
It would be pure speculation, but in this case, I think we're talking about the exposure of the entire network that he was part of. I think it's more about what they were worried about coming out once, again, as I mentioned, their protector, James Comey, was gone. Rick, I'm one of those that believes that these people all fundamentally knew exactly what they were doing. And that as we start removing the layers of deception, that network they're talking about went all the way up via Peter Strzok to the White House. That Strzok was having some level of contact with the National Security Council in some form. And as we've talked about before, the only place in the U.S. government that could grant waivers, and let me go a little bit off center here to throw something else in, Dianne Feinstein was briefed by the FBI regarding the presence of Chinese spies on her staff. And that was the requirement. She was not suspected of any wrongdoing. The FBI came and said, hey, we have people who we think are spies. That's what should have happened in the case of Donald Trump. The moment there was a quote-unquote suspicion that there was Russian spies working in his midst, and that was the whole reason you had the Halper thing and the Papadopoulos thing. That was all because there were supposedly Russian spies. Trump should have been notified instantly. And so, Rick, the only place that you can go back and get a waiver from the requirements of EO 12333 and non-disclosed affiliations, and I know this is going to be complicated, but I'm trying to just lay it out as simply as possible, that the waiver for the involvement of all these people in the Trump campaign, that is the asset spying on Trump, had to come from the White House only. So what I think Orr is referring to is the thing I just laid out as best I could very briefly, this much larger scheme to embed assets in the Trump campaign to try to plant evidence that there was collusion between Trump and Russia. Hmm. So I think that's what Orr was referring to.
Well, he will be on Capitol Hill. I'm sure that question will be asked. Who were they and what was to be exposed? Let's hope somebody asks that question. Any staffer that's listening this morning? All right, we're going to continue our conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We want to talk about China next and also a note on the Manafort trial. That's next. First, the traffic and weather. James Stanley is over in the traffic center. James, what is the very latest?
Yeah, Rick, we're seeing some delays this morning on the Capitol Beltway from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. It's on the inner loop right before Connecticut Avenue. It's an accident there blocking that far right lane. Here in the district, Southwest Freeway, both directions affected around the 3rd Street Tunnel. Police are directing you around some type of police activity. In Maryland, eastbound on US 50 around the Capitol Beltway interchange, left lane blocked there. That's a scheduled work zone that's going on this morning. Crews are out and about. Fairfax County Parkway in Virginia, northbound, right around the Poick Road area. Watch for a left lane to be blocked with a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today, high of 89, only a 20% chance of rain, but look out tomorrow, thunderstorms with an 80% chance of rain, high of 83 on Sunday. Partly cloudy Monday, high 82 and dry. Thunderstorms back on Tuesday, and then sunshine on Wednesday. We're in the low 80s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. In D.C. right now, 74. We're headed to 89, and it's 7:49 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And we are talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. And a couple of notes, Tony, on China. There's a headline in USA Today this week. China's military is likely training for strikes against U.S., Pentagon report says. And there have also been some indicators, the Chinese landing jets on Woody Island, which, you know, raised some eyebrows, apparently establishing a kind of a military outpost in Djibouti, which, again, is another indicator. What do we know about this, and how much of this may be sort of routine military exercise or action versus some indicator that they're really looking at some, you know, real planning to be prepared against the U.S.?
Well, there's always been something that we prepared for regarding defending Taiwan. I mean, there's always been a concern the Chinese had developed a class of weapon systems which could defeat one of our primary weapon systems, which is the carriers. You know, we have a number of carriers which are our primary method of projecting force in that region, the South China Sea. I think this is going in a direction that the Chinese have said it's going to go, that they do want to be able to challenge us militarily by 2025, maybe 2030, in the Pacific Rim. This is going to be very much like a boiling frog, though, Rick. They're not going to do this all at once, and they're much more adept than the Russians in using soft power. And Djibouti, you know, look, this is a small little fact. The largest contingent of French Foreign Legion in the world is actually in Djibouti as well. So there's it's kind of a crossroads of a lot of international countries which are trying to leverage the Horn of Africa and other parts of Africa. So I think China's long-term goal is very clear. They're moving forward to try to influence the world in areas which we're not in. And they've said before that they basically have a long-term goal of reestablishing the influence and physical terrain control of the Ming Dynasty. I mean, they believe that that should be the, you know, their boundary, and that's what they're seeking to do.
And I also wanted to get your perspective on one last story here, Tony, and that is associate of Roger Stone, former associate, guy named Andrew Miller. He was supposed to come in and appear before the Mueller grand jury investigation and testify on matters related to WikiLeaks. Well, he refused, and they are now charging him with contempt, which allows him and his attorney to challenge the validity and power of the special counsel, Robert Mueller. And this is not getting a lot of attention, but this could become a pretty big story.
Well, it should be, because the premise for a lot of the very aggressive activities of Mueller is still not clear of the authority. So this is an airing of issues which need to be done. I mean, look, Rick, I'm one of those. I don't think the Manafort trial is going to go the direction that Mueller's hoping for. So I think this all needs to be aired out, and this is a good thing.
We shall see how it plays out. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, great to have you with us. Thank you very much. Right. And I always like to mention Chain of Command, because not everybody got to see every episode. And if you missed the series, wonderful, wonderful look at the inside workings of the American military. And Tony, advising producer on Chain of Command. And you can check it out at NationalGeographicChannel.com. Any of the episodes you may have missed, catch them while you can this summer. When it rains, then you're hanging inside instead of going outside. Check them out. Chain of Command. Tony, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
7:54, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Wouldn't it be awesome to call a real estate agent and have her write you a check on the spot for the guaranteed price of your home? Well, for homeowners Eric and Jessica, this is exactly what happened when they called Carrie Shaw. This is Mary Walter. And when Eric and Jessica were ready to custom build their dream home, they needed to know what price they would get for their current home. They met with the Carrie Scholl team, and through Carrie's home sale guarantee, they received a check for $1,150,000, just like that. Carrie Scholl is so confident in her system for selling homes, she guarantees it. If she can't sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, she'll buy it. The Carrie Scholl team has bought over $10 million worth of clients' homes, backing up their guarantees. So take the worry out of selling your home and call the only agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call the Carrie Scholl team at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD, or go online to carrieschull.com. That's K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
It's one of the most complicated parts of any retirement strategy, knowing when and how to take your required minimum distributions, more commonly known as RMDs. Well, I have some good news. Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services is going to demystify the RMD process. Abe and his wife Shelley would like to invite you to be their guest for dinner, where he'll explain the 10 things you need to know about RMDs and how they can affect your retirement. Join Abe and Shelley for a complimentary gourmet dinner at one of the area's best fine dining restaurants. Consider this an opportunity to learn how to improve your retirement while also enjoying a delicious gourmet meal. Again, you'll be Abe and Shelley's guest, so there's no charge, but reservations are a must. For details and available dates, call 571-577-9968. That's 571-577-9968. Or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
Summer is gone, but not the sunspots, brown spots, and UV damage to your face, neck, and shoulders. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and introducing Genucel's brand new sunspot corrector and the 10-day only summer repair sale. Roseanne from Akron, Ohio says, in just days, I saw a lightening of dark spots on my cheeks. I'm ordering more right now. And just like Roseanne, if you click or call right now, you'll get the Genucel sunspot corrector absolutely free, just for trying Genucel for bags and puffiness today. Finally, see those stubborn sunspots vanish, even the ones you've had for years, and those bags and puffiness gone. And for results in less than 12 hours, the Genucel Immediate Effects is also free. Go to Genucel.com now or call 800-525-2720. And while supplies last, Chamonix Microdermabrasion is also yours free for the first time this year. Keep the great memories from the summer fun, not the wrinkles, inflammation, and sunspots. Call 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Do you have what you need to get the job done? Alban Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer, is your one-stop shop for both new and used earth-moving equipment. With low-interest financing options, you could be sitting in a skid steer, compact track loader, or one of their new next-generation excavator models today. Stop by and visit their showroom on Hornbaker Road in Manassas, or go to digwithcat.com. That's digwithcat.com. Dealer territory restrictions may apply.
Listen closely to the following sounds. Do you hear A, the sound of a truck backing up? B, the sound of a truck backing into your car? C, the sound of a cement truck backing up to pour the foundation for your new garage? If you answered C, congratulations! You're the kind of dreamer who uses Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union. Whether it's for remodeling your home, a vacation, or starting your own business, Commonwealth One has the one perfect loan with super low financing that fits your needs. Plus, you get free checking, fee-free ATMs, and $100 cash when you get direct deposit. So why choose Commonwealth One? Because we've got the money you dream of. Go to cofcu.org/dream. That's cofcu.org/dream for Commonwealth One's lifestyle loan. Subject to credit approval, federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. For loan terms, qualifications, and complete details, visit cofcu.org/dream.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Heather Curtis has the news next, then it's Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your shot at $1,000. 4 times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station.